Sal Capaccio, Bill's sideline reporter for WGR, is with us live on WBEN this morning. Bill's training camp is here in Pittsford, and that's where you are, Sal. They hit the field soon. Do they hit the ground running today, or do they kind of settle in first and gradually ramp up?
Oh, no, they hit the ground running. I mean, this is what all those OTAs and mini camps are all about. But, I mean, of course, there's got to be a ramp up of some sort. That's why there's no pads really allowed for helmets are on, but they don't do any hitting for a few days. So they'll do that. And plus, the players got here yesterday. That's when they do their conditioning and their physicals and all that. That's why you saw a couple of guys get put on different lists, physically unable to perform lists for Spencer Brown and Cedric VanPran-Granger, and a non-football injury list to Dawson Knox. We don't know what the issue is with him. We'll find out from Sean McDermott. He does speak at 9:15 a.m. this morning.
Well, we'll hear from him. We'll hear from Brandon Bean soon enough. A lot of storylines around training camp, as always, Sal. And one of them might continue to be James Cook. Now, we know he's going to be there. He was there at the mandatory offseason practices. But still, there's this question of, well, what will he do without a new contract? How big of a storyline do you think that is over the next couple of weeks?
Well, it depends on today what happens and how big the storyline becomes or how much it is not a storyline. And what I mean by that is we anticipate James Cook to be here. You're right. But let's say he's here and he doesn't participate because he says, look, I'm not going to risk injury. I want a new contract. Suddenly, it becomes a really big story. Plus, let's remember, guys, Hard Knocks is out here, right? I mean, they're going to be talking about it. It's going to be a lot of focus on it. So I think it becomes more of a national story, and that's a big deal. But let's say James Cook is here today and he does everything. And he participates just like anybody else. I think it's a non-story then. And we just go into the season and say, okay, he's going into the last year of his contract. He wants a new deal, but he's out there participating. So I think the level of storyline it is for James Cook will be determined at 9:45 a.m. and the next couple hours after that.
All right. And we'll get into Hard Knocks in just a minute. But I want to ask you, too, you mentioned Dawson Knox. Non-football injury list. Spencer Brown's on the PUP list. What do these mean?
Okay, so great question. Physically unable to perform means that they suffered some sort of injury, football-related injury, maybe during last season that lingers, maybe something in the off season, and they just can't get on the field right now. As soon as they're medically cleared, they're allowed to practice. This isn't something that has to keep them out long-term. The reason why you don't put them on injured reserve is if you put a guy in injured reserve right now, he's out for the year. So obviously that's not the case, which is good news. He can come back at any time. So we'll see. It could be one day. It could be a week, but we'll find out with that. Non-football injury is the exact same scenario. The only difference is it's a non-football injury. It's something that happened away from the facility, and we don't know what that is from Dawson Knox or away from football. Now, I will say I follow Dawson Knox on social media. I know Dawson and his wife, Alex, they are celebrating they announced they're going to have a child. So I saw that, you know, that was going on social media. So I don't really know, like there's nothing that gives an indication of what happened or what's going on. It could be something very minor. It could be something more than minor. We're going to find out. But the good news is about both these lists, you can come back at any time as long as you're cleared.
That's a good thing. And hopefully everyone stays as healthy as possible. I think as the team's gotten better over the years, Sal, that's like the one focus everybody has. Just make it through training camp and the preseason without any major injuries. That's what everybody's hoping for. You mentioned Hard Knocks. It's going to be a little bit different in the way that fans take in training camp, where, I don't know, Sal, usually our eyes are glued on the field. What happens during practice? More so this year, our eyes are going to be glued off of it. What's going on in the meeting rooms? What are some of the areas that we're going to get to see in this show that we usually don't?
Well, listen, I mean, as you guys are talking to me, I'm sitting here right now. There's a golf cart with an HBO sign on it. I walk past a sign that says, there's signs all over this facility that basically you have to consent by just walking by that you could be on film and video. And it says it everywhere. Like, hey, this is a shooting area. By walking here, by being here, you could be on video. You consent to that. So everything is a shooting area. It does not matter. We don't know. That's really going to be up to what they feel on HBO and NFL films. They want to show what storylines. It could be on the field, could be off the field, could be in the community, you know, while the guys go out at night or whatever. Could be anything. And, of course, we're going to all find out when the first episode appears on, August 5th? August 6th, I believe it is.
Yeah. Distraction or not, maybe we ask that tomorrow, right, after you see a full day of
it. Yeah. It's a great question. And look, I do think generally it can be a distraction. I want to reiterate to everybody, the Bills did not choose Hard Knocks. Hard Knocks chose the Bills. The Bills would certainly prefer not to be the team on Hard Knocks. They do not want this to happen, but they're going to be good partners and they're going to make it work. And I do think, though, they are in a better position than most teams in the league, or even they have been maybe in years past, to handle something like this. They've had cameras on them for the last several years. They have played night games. They play holiday games, international games. They've gone deep in the playoffs. It's not new to have cameras all over the place when it comes to the Buffalo Bills.
Not new, and something that they're going to maybe get used to. I think it is fans that are going to get used to this. Who's a player? I mean, we kind of all know Deion Dawkins. Everybody loves Josh Allen. Who's a player that you think fans are going to get a look at during this Hard Knocks and watching it that we're going to all of a sudden go into the season really rooting for?
It's a great question, because I think a lot of times that comes down to maybe a guy who's a long shot to make the team, but I don't know who that could be, because I think this team is so set. There might be a guy that's like, is there a guy that's fringe and on the bubble? But let's think about some of the rookies that are coming in, like Max Harrison. What a great personality this first-round pick has. Now, he's going to make the team. He's a first-round pick. But I think that's a guy that people might say, oh, wow, that's a really great personality. I love that. Landon Jackson has a really great personality and somebody who could shine. How about the local kid, Joe Andreessen? What a great story from last year. And now he might be in a more prominent role. Maybe that's the guy that they talk about and show a little bit more about.
Yeah, can't wait to find out. You know, something that we haven't really thought about, it's really kind of been under the radar, but the Bills are going to have a new punter, aren't they?
Yeah, Brad Robbins is the only punter on the team now, because the team made a move yesterday. They released Jake Camarda. The team had two punters on the roster. They'll go into this training camp with one punter, but like, I wouldn't say that he's 100% locked to be their punter this year. I mean, if he does everything right in training camp, that's going to be the case. But the team could very easily wait a couple weeks, see that there's other guys out there, and say, we're going to bring somebody else in, and then maybe somebody else becomes their punter once the season starts.
Hey, interesting stuff, Sal. We'll talk with you again tomorrow. All of what Sean McDermott, Brandon Bean, and more had to say. Sal Capaccio is at training camp. Going to be a fun few weeks for everyone following the Bills as the new season gets underway.